Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
There's so much stuff here in front of me, I don't even know where to go with this. Man carjacked at Old National Highway car wash in Atlanta. Can you believe that? Somebody was carjacked?
Wow.
Two women attacked and robbed in northwest Atlanta. Can you believe that? Two women were attacked and robbed at gunpoint. Oh, man. Woman attacked with beer mug inside Ambridge Bar and Restroom. Ooh, we're going to cover that with Masad Ayoub in just a second. That one's too good.
Gee, thanks.
we were talking about that one off air, and when you read this, you'll get a really good take on that. Here's a letter from Lance Elliott, sent from my iPhone. I wonder if that was an iPhone 4. He obviously got reception, right? I have an iPhone 4. And I can tell you that, yet again, the media is up to its dastardly tricks. It has five bars in a soundproof studio. Think about that one. Folks, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. Check out this email from Lance. I don't know if you've used this quote yet. You've said so many good ones, but I thought you might like this one. Those who hammer their guns into plows will plow for those who do not. That's Thomas Jefferson. We have used that before. But as we watch the Obama administration begin to take over the financial industry, and as we see them ready now admitting that their health care debacle is in fact, Sean, a tax. Did you see that?
Oh yeah. When I read most of the bill, and it's awful.
it's a lot of taxes.
Yeah, it's awful.
But here, this was from the New York Times. The New York Liberal Times. Changing stance. Administration now defends insurance mandate as a tax. What they're talking about, folks, is that Congress, of course, is requiring you. Think about this. Mm-hmm. Get your head out of the sand, ladies and gentlemen. Back up from the TV. Sit down and do some math, like 2 + 2, okay? That Congress is requiring you to obtain a product, or you're going to have to pay a penalty. A penalty, Sean.
And could be jail time, too.
That is correct. The Democrats, when they first did this, they put it out as denying that they were creating a new tax. But guess what they did in court? Because they've been sued by, 20-some states?
Yes.
The administration and its allies are now defending the requirement as an exercise of the government's, quote, power to lay and collect taxes.
Mm. And also that the financial bill that they passed today is going to have some taxes in it as well.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man.
No.
Yes.
They wouldn't do that. They said they wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. They have. But half of them hadn't read the bill.
Well, that's okay. It's 2,400 pages long. And like I said before, anything that has the names Dodd and Frank run like heck the opposite direction. And that would be Massachusetts and Connecticut. And I know we have a lot of listeners up there right now. I'm so sorry, folks. But please, can't do much more to Dodd, right? He's already out of there, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Folks, you're back on the Armed American Radio Network, and my guest this hour, Masad Ayoub, sitting right across from me. Welcome back.
Hey, gang. Good to be here.
And Gail Pepin, championship singer. I love it.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Sean, this one's going to crack you up, and Masad and I have got to go here.
Okay.
Because this is big news. Of course, Nikki Gosar, who you know.
Yes, I do.
Right? Just made a lot of headway in Tennessee fighting for the right to carry in restaurants. Of course, her husband was murdered in cold blood by a criminal. And I had to look back at it, Mass, and I thought that he couldn't have gone in there with a gun because guns weren't allowed in bars. But he did, right? And when I saw this today, I couldn't help but think about our friend Nikki. If she's listening, Nikki, if you're listening, feel free to call. I would love to get your comment on this. Woman attacked with beer mug inside Ambridge Bar restroom. A woman said she was attacked by another woman who was brandishing a beer mug inside the bathroom of a bar. Now,
if she kept it concealed, it would have been okay.
I can't even get past the first sentence of this. I didn't know you could brandish a beer mug in a bar.
Well, you can, but it will splash everywhere.
Yeah, well, she was open carrying a beer mug in a bar. Now, this other woman, her name is Sherita Gilbert, she's 38 years old, attacked Olivia Patterson, 30, at Tonino's bar on Sunday last week. Investigators, and I'm paraphrasing as I go through here, quoted Gilbert as used a beer mug to beat Patterson in the head, shoulders, back, and arms with the beer mug that she was open carrying and brandishing in the bar. It doesn't say whether it was full or empty. I'm sure at some point
it became sure it was empty by the end.
And this woman spoke to Channel 11 News and said her arms are in braces, both wrists are fractured, and several fingers are broken. And she said, get this, I feared for my life.
She still does.
She still does. She went into the bathroom, and she said while she was sitting down, this woman breaks the door down and started hitting me with this mug. And police said the fight happened over a spilled drink. Now, this posed an awful lot of questions that are very relevant to the current fight being waged in states across the country, because we hear you can't bring a gun into a bar. You can't do that. Well, now I understand that it would probably be safer in a bar if they didn't have mugs, right? So we need to ban mugs in bars.
Or create safer mugs. Safe mug technology. We need to look to Styrofoam and Dixie.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is laughable. I guess it's not laughable if you're Olivia Patterson, 30. But I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm speechless right now. I couldn't get past the first sentence of this. She was attacked by another woman who was brandishing a beer mug in a bar. Can you brandish a firearm on the range?
It's going to be a long night, Mark.
You know, when you see stuff like this, this is where we're going. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. So,
but perhaps it should have been a 7-day waiting period.
For the mug?
Yeah.
Or to go into the bar?
Actually, if you issue them camelbacks, fill the camelback at the bar, they'd have to take it off and swing it over their heads to hit someone, and it would give fair warning.
Well, Mark, what about the children? What if the children got beer mugs? Then where are we?
You know, it adds a new... Oh, man.
Mark, did you show them the picture of the woman that did the crime?
No, I didn't figure the picture would go well over the radio, Sean.
No, I'm talking about the people in the studio with you.
No, I did not.
Hold it up to the microphone.
Can you see that? I just thought that this was, she was charged with, I guess we should close this one out. We can talk about more about this in the roundtable with George. We're going to get George's opinion on this. It's too good to pass up. But charges including aggravated assault. And the woman said even with her attacker in jail, she still doesn't feel safe. So she must have one heck of a reach with that beer mug.
Oh, she, oof.
Wow, that's just nuts. Sean, I'm glad you saw that. Oh, Mossad, Calvin Fowler called me a bonehead for saying that the officers were gunned down. He didn't like the terminology that I used to do that.
Well, if this was a beer mug, perhaps her victim was brewed up.
Or mugged down.
Or simply mugged.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard the brilliance of Mossad Ayoub right here in the studio. Now, of course, we are not making light of that tragedy in Tampa. I actually watched that entire ceremony at the Idlewild Baptist Church, which happened to be about 5 or 6 miles down the road from my house. Terrible, terrible situation. We also had one yesterday, Sean and Mossad and Gail, with, did you hear about this one? Mayor Daley's security officer, Chicago police officer, after leaving his shift guarding Daley, was, I won't say gunned down, was shot and killed and murdered.
Man, how did that happen?
I saw it in full uniform.
In full uniform, right. Stealing his, somebody, they believe that somebody was trying to steal his car. Mm-hmm. Now, not long before that, Chicago had a police officer murdered with someone trying to steal, I believe it was a motorcycle or something like that, but he was also shot with his own gun. There's nothing worse than that.
Yeah. And last week, there was another one. They disarmed a police officer in front of a station.
That's what? Right. That's right. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. How do you, what do you say about stuff like that, Masai. That hits close to home with you because you do a lot of work with law enforcement.
Sure, and it tells you that we've got a city where crime is violently out of control. Let's pick up on that after the commercial because
let's
it's not something you can really cover in 30 seconds.
And, you know, in a city that's out of, where crime is out of control like that, it's heading for number two spot right now already. We'll check on the murder rates, Sean, in Chicago during the break, okay? A couple weeks back, we were at 186, I think, which was leading us into the number two city in the nation. I guess it was coming in behind New Orleans, which was number one, I think. We'll have to check on those numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. And we will be right back with Masad Ayoub and Gail Peckin right after these messages. Don't go away.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Well-known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.com.
www.ctv.org. I did.
Welcome back. Sean, I interrupted myself, didn't I?
It's like the second time you've done that.
I did that on purpose.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, listen to this email. Howdy, Mark. I've been listening to your spots telling us that you will be on 1440 Keys, Corpus Christi, and you're never on. It seems that your spots are running in a busier rotation nowadays, but still no show at 7 p.m. in Corpus. I am a concealed handgun license holder and really would like to check out your show. Would you rattle the PD or owner's cage at 1440 a.m. so that we can hear it? Todd. That's from Todd.
I could have sworn you were on.
Well, we are. In fact, I go, I'm a very frequent guest on the Eric Von Wade show in the mornings on 1440 Keys. So that's a very unusual email, Todd. We'll look into that, and we'll definitely rattle somebody's cage if we have to. But you might want to check that and find out what's cooking. I'll certainly do that from this end. Masad Ayoub is back on Armed American Radio, and we're joined also by Gail Pepin. Before we go back to everybody, let's give some phone numbers out if you want to participate. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566 or mark@armedamericanradio.org. Twitter.com/AARmark. The emails are blowing up. We've got a stack of stuff here to talk about, Sean.
All right.
Fun stuff to talk about. And, you know, if anything was like that last segment about that woman with the beer mug. Wow, that was fun radio right there.
Don't start.
Well, the irony, you know, of the you know, whole, oh, you can't, law-abiding citizen can't take their gun in a bar. Somebody might get shot. Well, now we know and proof. We have proof that you can't take a mug in a bar because somebody might get mugged, to use Mass's term. You know, we're going to have fun with that in the round table. Let's just say that because George the Mad Ogre will be here. And when he is, boy, and I know he's listening now. He's probably cracking up. I'm surprised I haven't seen an email from him.
He's tweeting at me.
Is he right now?
Yeah, he's watching the feed.
Okay, good. So he's listening. We'll have a lot of fun with that with Masad and with Gail in the round table. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fun hour, and lots of stuff to cover, and some sad stuff to cover, too, because we want to talk about what happened in Tampa and what happened in Chicago, and it's always good to have you on when we can talk about that, because your perspective on that is, you know, you're active duty law enforcement.
Yeah, there's not much I can say about Tampa. None of that's going to come out until the trial of the suspect.
Right. And, well, what about Chicago? Are you familiar with any of those instances up there?
Really only what I've seen in the paper and heard from friends on Chicago PD.
Right.
We've had, in the last several months, 3 Chicago police officers murdered. Basically, mostly in off-duty situations. One just coming off while still in uniform. One apparently coming off duty in uniform, the most recent, and attacked and murdered. And one... basically carjacked for his motorcycle and murdered. Now, we're looking at a city that has spent millions of dollars fighting to deny its citizens their Second Amendment rights. We have listened to, and I don't usually use this term for people on the other side, but what I can only call the ravings of Mayor Daley. And you know what I'm talking about. You see some of these things where he takes the gun on display with a bayonet and threatens to shove it up the rectum of the reporter.
Right.
This is the sort of thing that you see in the maximum security mental health wards. This is the sort of thing that if someone else had done it in front of Mayor Daley, he would have asked his police bodyguards to arrest the man for felony aggravated assault.
Hypocrisy, I think.
So what we're seeing is hypocrisy. What we're seeing is something that probably actually does qualify for some level of insanity.
I have good news, though, Masad. Sean?
Yes?
Now would be a good time to run some of that good news, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Hold on.
Go ahead. Take a listen to this.
From one exclusive to another tonight, a new WGN Tribune poll shows Chicago voters may be tiring of Mayor Daley's long run.
Chicago Tribune political reporter Rick Pearson has the new numbers joining us here tonight. Glad to have you here.
It's great to be here. You know, in the next 7 months, Illinois voters are choosing a new United States senator, a governor, and a mayor. And a lot of people are thinking about life after Richard M. Daley. It's been almost a year since our last WGN Chicago Tribune poll on how Chicagoans view the job that Mayor Richard Daley has been doing. Back then, a lot of voters were very dissatisfied. A lot has happened since.
do you get disappointed?
There was the high-profile but stunningly unsuccessful bid for the 2016 Olympic Games. There are the ongoing reminders of corruption, including the retrial of former Streets and Sanitation Commissioner Al Sanchez.
Corruption? Why? Chicago?
Yesterday was the funeral of Chicago policeman Thor Soderberg, the latest in a string of high-profile acts of violence this summer. Just today, the mayor said he believes it's not a reflection of a bigger problem.
That was an isolated incident.
Those issues and a souring economy have combined to give Daley record-low re-election support from voters should he decide to seek a seventh term.
Our poll found 53% of Chicago voters don't want to see the mayor re-elected in February, while fewer than one-third think he should.
All right,
moreover,
Sean, go ahead and cut that.
The mayor's job approval rating stands.
There's hope yet in Illinois. And I've been very, very hard on Chicago residents over the past couple weeks since the announcement of the McDonald decision. And I'll take this opportunity to ask right now, because I know we have a lot of fans in Chicago. What have you done this week, Chicago residents? What have you done this week? I asked you that last week. Have you called your legislators? Your aldermen? Isn't that what they're called? Aldermen?
Aldermen, right? Yes.
Aldermen. Have you called them? Have you told them how you feel? Have you called the mayor's office? Have you called City Hall? Okay. You pull the lever. You can make a difference. You can oust this disease. You can get rid of Daley. And with poll numbers like that, it'd be interesting to see what happens in the next few months. You know, interestingly, Massad, that same poll of 500 voters, a city in Chicago of how big, Gail? How many residents?
Oh, 6 million?
Not quite. I think it's a little under 3 million. Right?
Okay. A little bit under 3 million in Chicago proper area, big city, 500 polled. Yeah, I don't know. I guess they got the mathematics down, but whatever. That's an argument for another show. But they found that a majority still supported his gun ban efforts. Okay. Not sure what that means. Didn't see the rest of it and don't have the solid numbers. But when you have cases like you were just talking about in a city that is so violent and spent so much money and time and blood,
what
do you make of that?
We actually have a caller that owns property in Chicago.
You want to take that caller now, Massad, and address it?
Sure.
Let's do it, okay? And who do we have here? We have Tom, and Tom is in Texas. And I guess, Tom, you own property in Illinois? Tom, welcome to Armed American Radio. You with me?
Can you hear me now?
I can, yeah. Welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. You're in Texas. What part?
I just was to say San Antonio.
Okay, good deal. You own property up there?
Yes, I own a lot of property in Chicago, particularly down the south side, the Bronzeville, the Upper Gresham area, okay? What you need to understand is that Chicago is divided between the north and south. The north side of Chicago is all your white population. South side is mostly poor, uneducated blacks, right? The politicians, okay, are the most crooked politicians in the country. If anyone ever were to have the guts to go in there and do like a front line or some type of investigative reporting to find out how crooked they are, you have to understand, they have kept the poor black communities without the proper education. They do not know their rights at all. They have no idea. They run around there. You're talking about people who have graduated, who have left high school, who are in their late...
Hey, Tom, hold that thought. Fascinating point. Can you stick around through the break?
Yes.
Good deal. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll address that, and we'll talk about it with Massad and Gail Pappin momentarily. Stick around, folks.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Fill it, baby. Fill it. Fill that prescription for freedom. Oh, that just makes me want to get a tattoo of a spilled, knocked over prescription bottle with 9mm rounds falling out of it instead of...
Interesting.
Yeah, right?
That's interesting.
Check out this email. This is great because when I get emails like this from sponsors about products that are sponsoring Armed American Radio, I want to read these. Mark, just wanted to let you know that my son and I went out shooting this past weekend and shot up some ammo we have heard advertised on your show. Extreme Shock ammo in 9mm does everything that it is advertised to do. I heartily endorse this for personal defense use. That's from Dan Kane, Sr. And I don't know where Dan is, but Dan, we appreciate the email very, very much. Also, folks... we've had a lot of fun, and we haven't yet had an opportunity to let you know that you can join the USCCA, Sean.
Yes.
Right. We're holding open that three-package special, at least indefinitely for now. There's no closeout date on that. So head over to www.jointheuscca.com, and I'm going to continue to hold that open. We've had tremendous response. Get involved. and really pick the package that's right for you. If you're not ready to pull the trigger, pun intended, just go over to armedamericanradio.com, armedamericanradio.org. Either one will take you there to the radio station, to the radio show website, and get at least the concealed carry report. It is free. It is politically incorrect. You will love it. There's some great videos from Tim Schmidt. I love him, and some of them are a riot. Every single one of them are incredibly informative, and it's free. Did I mention it's free? Free stuff rules. I'm a big fan of free stuff. You can also drop a little bit farther down below the video that we put up every week on who's upcoming on the show, and you can get the state concealed carry weapons laws for your individual state simply by clicking the big icon there. And it's also free. Free stuff rules. Sean, people need to go and get free stuff. So head over to armedamericanradio.com and pick that up. Now, we had a caller on the line, Masad and Gail, that was telling us about Chicago right up front, and that was Tom in Texas. Tom, continue on with that if you would.
Yes, thank you. As I was saying, it's about the education level, okay? The politicians have kept American communities so ignorant, and I don't mean that disrespect of all, but they're so ignorant that they can't even read basic applications. So there's no way that they understand the Second Amendment, what it means to them, right? If you look at the hypocrisy of what's going on in Chicago, Chicago has 50 aldermen, okay? They're like mayors over small parts of Chicago, right? Each alderman is allowed to carry a handgun. They're allowed concealed carry. Why are they better than the people who they're supposed to be serving? Why is Mayor Daley allowed to have his own protection? Why are certain politically connected people allowed to have handguns but the other animals can't? Pun intended, okay, as you said. But it comes down to the very basic right of the Second Amendment has been ripped from these people, myself included, down in Chicago because of crooked politicians. You guys should look at, there's an African-American newspaper, very famous newspaper. It's called the Bronzeville Metropolis. There was an article written this past month about Second Amendment rights being taken away from the African-American community and what it's doing to them. It's literally killing them. But you know something? The politicians don't care because they have their guns.
Well, Tom, you make a great point, and I'm going to turn this over to Gail and let her respond. Thank you very much for calling. Taking notes here, and we're agreeing with you on all of those issues because there are tremendous racial aspects to gun control. We just fought that battle here in Georgia. Thanks much for the call. Gail, you're from Chicago. Let's go to you first. Thoughts?
I am, and he's right. Most of the crime happens on the south side and the west side. And one thing that you never hear from the city, you know, you hear from Daley all the time, it's a gun problem, it's a gun problem. It's a gang problem. It's a gang problem, a turf war problem, and a drug problem.
Okay, but this makes Chicago look bad and makes the politicians look bad if they tell the truth, right? Tom's right about that.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, the truth is they have a police commissioner that came in from the outside, came in and shook up the entire department, virtually replaced every commander from every police district, lost the morale of all the police there.
Mm.
They don't know. You know, they're afraid to do their job. They're afraid to go on these projects. You know, if you read Second City Cop, which is a blog of some pretty disgruntled police officers, you'll see what's really going on there in that city.
So you can see the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Second City Cop?
Second City Cop. The truth is out there.
Yeah, it's out there. You just got to do some digging and find out. Masad, thoughts?
Well, basically, we're as we discussed earlier, the whole gun control thing is a superficial Band-Aid solution to a cancerous problem. You're dealing with primarily drug violence and gang violence that are intertwined. It's something that it's going to take a concerted police presence to stamp out. And yet we've got a city of 3 million that historically had a sworn police force of 13,000 plus officers. By sworn, I mean authorized to arrest carrying guns on duty. Today, with the attrition, the economy in Chicago, the limited hiring ability, they're losing literally over 100 officers a month, and that's been going on for
100
some time.
100 a month.
Wow. Where,
as far as I understand, they are probably in real-world availability of manpower down below 10,000.
Wow, that's unbelievable. In a city of 3 million.
Well, you remember history tells us Nero fiddled while Rome burned.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think what we're seeing here is Mayor Daley fiddle farts while his city collapses around him.
But you know what? There's hope, Mossad. There truly is hope. I think when you look at that or listen to on the radio anyway, the audio of what we just heard a few minutes ago, you understand that there is in fact hope that the good people of Chicago, at least in a poll of 500, that we're seeing 37%, right? Isn't that what it was, Sean? 37%?
Yes.
Okay. 53% don't want the mayor reelected in Chicago. And as you and I talked prior to the broadcast, one of the arguments that I did not get into with Alan Corr, when I would love to have had this conversation with him, and of course I say argument facetiously, it's not an argument. He and I are on the same team here. But when I was pretty hard on the residents of Chicago, I asked him, you know, am I right? I wanted his opinion on my assessment that the voters can make a difference because they pull the lever. And he said, actually, I think you're missing the bigger picture, meaning that no one runs against Daley. And you know what? He's right, mm-hmm. because that part of that thing, if we let it go, you would hear them admit that that you don't even know who's running against him. Who's going to put it up? Vote for whoever's running against him, folks.
Well, Mark, you know,
it's a start.
To touch on what Tom said, both of you all are actually right, because I can tell you, just being here in Dallas, that I can tell you there are quite a few people in the African American community that don't know their Second Amendment rights or their rights. So I can imagine in Chicago, I can imagine it's probably pretty bad there.
Well, and so he has expertly pulled the wool over people's eyes for many, many years there. And I think people are, you know, as I was getting to, that there is actually hope in Chicago right now, mm-hmm. that poll is down at 37, that the majority don't want to see him reelected, and that the three shootings, of course, that made news, I mean, in a very bizarre way, right before the release of the McDonald decision, the 80-year-old Korean War vet who gunned down the criminal in his home in violation of Chicago law, Mossad's given a thumbs up, you saw the mayor on all three of those occasions back down and refuse to prosecute them for breaking his laws that he runs his mouth about on a regular basis because he feared the people. He knew, didn't he, Mossad?
I have to agree with you that there was some of that going on there.
I can think of nothing else, but he knew, because the outrage, the backlash would have run him out of town.
We're speculating on that, but I think it's well-informed speculation.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stick with that one. I really am. We're getting ready to take a break. Agree?
The people in Chicago are tired of sitting back and taking it. They want to take responsibility for themselves.
And now they have freedom bestowed on them by the rest of America who fought on their behalf, namely Otis McDonald, who started that ball in Chicago.
Otis, Colleen, David, and
the rest of
Adam.
Them. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. Stick around. The phones are blowing up. The emails are blowing up. And we'll be back with Mossad right after these messages and Gail.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco gun leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Fill it, baby, fill it. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, and we've got emails blowing up, we've got phones blowing up, so let's go to an email real quick. I'm in North Las Vegas, Nevada, and listening via my iPhone because there are no radio stations here carrying AAR. Yeah, you're right. The closest that we're on there is Bullhead City and Kingman, Arizona. But we are working our way towards Sin City, believe me. And he says, he goes on, here is how I'm doing it. Using the iPhone app, iHeartRadio, I am tuned to Freedom 570 in Salt Lake City, Utah. You guys are coming in crystal clear. Ask Massad if he can get his books formatted to iPhone, Kindle, or iBook format. I really enjoy having books to read with me wherever I go. I recently completed my CCW training and I'm awaiting my permit. Kevin at Tactical West was my instructor and did a great job. The training and range qualifying was all done at our local Bass Pro store. I love Bass Pros. I was in one this week. And that's from Johnny B. in North Las Vegas, Nevada. Any possibility of getting that done with your writings?
Darn if I know, young brother. All I do is write them. That's a question for the publishers. A
question for them. I know. I've looked at it in mine, too, and I know there's a lot of expense to that, but we've had the same request, and I guess that Kindle's getting very popular. In fact, mine is right now available on Kindle. And I don't know how they do that, either. That is a publisher.
Who was the fellow that said the great thing about Kindle is if you get really ticked with a subject, you don't just throw the book in the river, you can throw your whole library in the river in one swing?
Yeah, you can, and that could be a dangerous thing, although anybody who's had anything to do with computers and iPhones and anything else has probably wanted to chuck their laptop in the... I know I've got a creek behind my house that I've wanted to throw my laptop into a number of times, until I went to a MacBook. But that, again, is another...
Oh, no, the cult's got him,
yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah,
probably
did.
Drives a Volkswagen, too.
No, I got an iPhone 4 here, and I've got 5 bars in the studio, so the media is all hype. Sean, we've got some callers on the line, I take it.
Yes.
We have Spencer in Atlanta, Georgia, right down the road. Spencer, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. Chime on in, brother.
Hey, I've got a technique that I've been using successfully to dispel
the attitude or the paradigm that all guns are bad.
Tell us.
Well, my next door neighbor lady, she's a nice lady, but she tried to tell me that guns are bad, and she was looking very scowly at me and such. And I said, well, do you believe that the gun I'm wearing that I'm licensed to carry is bad? She says, yes, that's right. So I lifted my shirt to expose the butt of the gun in the holster, and I spanked it briskly with my hand and said, bad, 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 bad. And I looked at her right in the eye and said, ma'am, this gun gives you any more trouble, you just let me know.
Spencer, thanks for the call. Let us laugh about that and talk about that with Mossad. He's brandishing?
Spencer,
I wonder if he brandishes beer mugs.
Must say nothing. But I like Spencer's attitude.
Yeah, bad gun, bad, bad gun. You know, it's crime. It's a crime problem, Spencer. Thanks for the call very much. Gail, you were laughing too. Do you want to comment on his little technique? Hey, oh, is he gone? Yeah, it looks like he's gone. I would love to know the look on the lady's face.
Yeah, I would too.
But there's all kinds of stuff that, you know, we could get into about bad guns and all that. I just lost track where we were too, by the way. Spencer's call threw me off. Anyway, Mossad. Books, what do you have out next now? You've got the Gun Digest Book of Concealed Carry, and you had another one come out right after that. Just released.
The recent one was Mossad Ayoub's Greatest Handguns, also from Krause, the Gun Digest Book people. We had hoped to have actually more books in the volume. They decided to make it a little more visual, so as the space and the illustrations expanded, a few chapters got left on the cutting room floor. So there may be another volume of that down the road. We'll
Good.
See how sales go and what the publishers want to do with it.
Greatest handguns, tell us about it.
Oh, basically rounded up mostly 20th century guns that had a track record out there that we knew worked, that we knew were great for their particular purpose, whether it was target, service, military, personal protection, or sport. And also one of the criteria was, did they change the paradigm? Did they change the way that guns were used? Did they change the way that guns were marketed? Did they change the way that guns were built? And one or another of those things you find with the classic guns, of course, the 1911, guns like not only the Colt Official Police and the Smith & Wesson Military and Police, the classic service revolvers of the 20th century, but also some of the guns that branched from them, the Colt Python, the so-called Rolls-Royce of revolvers. Some folks have asked, why the heck did you include the Smith & Wesson Model 28 Highway Patrolman? It was just a plain Jane version of the deluxe 357 Magnum that Smith & Wesson introduced with the cartridge in 1935. And the reason I introduced it was the original first was probably the most finely made revolver Smith & Wesson ever produced. The original registered Magnum was literally a showcase to show the workmanship and the machining that the factory was capable of. But what you had in 1954 with the introduction of the plain Jane version, the Highway Patrolman Model 28, it was the first time a gun company had said, well, I'll tell you what, for the cheap market, we'll just buy put out a cheaper gun. Now what we're going to do is we're going to take our Cadillac, our Rolls-Royce, and we're going to put a flat matte finish on it. We'll give it black wall tires. We'll leave out the radio and the air conditioner. And it'll drive exactly the same way and give exactly the same performance, but a whole lot more people will be able to afford it. Now that gun eventually was discontinued, as was indeed what became known as the Model 27, the original deluxe gun. But we see the legacy of that today, of gun companies saying, we'll make the gun that you guys all wanted. We'll make you a plain Jane version that costs less to produce, but still has the core value, if you will. And if you've ever bought a Remington 870 Express, you've benefited from marketing pioneering that goes back to 1954 and the Highway Patrolman. So some of the guns that I thought were great from an industry perspective might not be seen as great from the collector's perspective, particularly if you're the kind of collector who looks at a gun like a piece of jewelry or a piece of sculpture and is looking for more for a quality of finish than for what did the thing actually do, what did the thing actually mean in its particular world where it was applied.
Wow, I would have loved to have had George in here on this, because to get your take on some of the guns of the 20th century, maybe we'll touch on that in the roundtable a little bit.
Sure.
You have, I'm looking at American Handgunners, July, August edition here issue. And Dave Anderson wrote a column, the Winning Edge column, and it's all about your Ayoub signature 1911.
I was real happy with that. Travis Brown, Ed Brown's son, approached me a couple of years ago at SHOT Show, and we got talking about some of the different products they made. And he said, look, if you were to build a 1911 strictly for personal carry, maybe as a home defense weapon, et cetera, what features would you have? What would you leave out? What would you put in, and why? And we got kicking that around, and the next thing you know, we had the signature model, which is, you know, it's nothing groundbreaking. We took basically their executive carry pistol, the so-called commander length 4 1/4 inch all steel frame, with the bobtailed round butt that's become an Ed Brown trademark. And basically what we did was take that gun and say, okay, you've shot somebody with it, you're going to go to court, and you want to proof yourself against false allegations. So we put in a trigger pull that no one could call a hair trigger, but would give you great shooting ability.
And you moved that 5-pound pull, didn't you?
Basically 4.5 to 5.
4.5, okay.
And made sure the gun was drop safe with an ultralight firing pin with a heavy firing pin spring. And a few other little tweaks, and bottom line, it came out just great.
You know, I'm looking at a picture of it here, and I have the advantage and the benefit of being able to do that, and it's a beautiful gun. And I read this today just to kind of familiarize myself with those changes, and having spoken to you before, that doesn't shock me because I know you're going to talk about what it means, you know, if I have to go to court, if I have to use this weapon. And if you took that into mind. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what you get when you listen to Mossad Ayoub, and you're going to hear him again, so don't go anywhere. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network, and my guests in studio have been Mossad Ayoub, the master of self-defense, Gail Pepin, championship shooter, love it. Everybody's sitting here smiling, and we're going to do it again. So make sure you turn it up, not off. Send an email and reach out to us at 877-956-9566, and we'll be back. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Jealous me by the
clamor now, baby. Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP, 888-792-5387.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.